Okay, good morning. We are on Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph, Shelo Linhog Bizayon Be'ochlin. Okay, so we learned yesterday in Sif Aleph, we don't want to throw bread and we don't want to cause any more Bizayon or waste of any food. So now in Sif Bet. Lo yeshev adam al kupa meliat te'enim ugro garot. You cannot sit on a soft basket, maybe feathers or whatever it is, it's soft, because when you sit on it, you're going to be squashing and ruining and smashing the food that's in there. If it was in a wooden box, it wouldn't be a problem. Or plastic, anything that's not going to ruin the food. It's very simple. The halacha is just, you can't ruin food. Aval yoshev hu al igul shel dvela o al kupa mele'a kitniyot. But if it's a basket that's got the dates are already hard pressed and smashed, that's what it is, so it's not going to get ruined. And so too, when you have a kupa of kitniot, some kind of legumes, beans, whatever, where it's hard, bottom line, if it's going to get ruined, you can't do it. If it isn't going to get ruined, it's no problem. Gimel. Mutar lechol daisa perosh hahita niklafet mevushalet. Bepat v'mkom kaf. Basically, what's the question here? You're eating, you have your own bowl. We're not talking about a communal bowl. It's your bowl of lentil soup, any food, oatmeal, whatever it is. It's your pot, your bowl. Now you want to eat, not with your fingers. So you would normally use a spoon. What if you don't have a spoon? Can you use a slice of bread or the crust of bread and use that as a spoon? So he says, mutar, it's not a problem. It's not a bizayon, because v'hushi yochal apat acharkach. Because everyone knows what you're doing, and it's not a bizayon. And kol shekin, if you eat the pot afterwards, there's no bizayon over here, and it's serving a purpose, and you're not wasting the bread. V'medaktikim, but a higher level of sensitivity to the bread, every time you eat some of the what's in your bowl, your food, you eat also the portion of bread that was used for eating it. Because then it totally, it's like dipping your bread into there, and it certainly, we see that your bread is not, it doesn't look like your bread is being used as a tool to eat. Then ishar minapat, and then also in this case, whatever left over, acharkach ochli moto, you eat it. Okay, we're not talking about communal leftovers, because then that would be a problem of people don't want to eat other people's food from the same, it's germs. It's, for us, it's disgusting, so. Okay. Dalit. Mamshichim yain b'tzinorot lifnei hatan v'chala v'hu shekablenu b'chli b'fi hatzinor. So apparently there was some kind of a custom of they would have wine flowing in pipes, clear pipes, I don't know, not clear, I don't know, but it was a fun thing to do with the siman of having peace and a good life for the hatan and kalab together. And the wine is not getting wasted, okay? So you're allowed to use food to celebrate as long as it's not getting wasted. And therefore, in the summertime, when it's dry, you're allowed to throw kernels or nuts. Because they don't get ruined or disgusting when they fall on the floor. And afterwards you pick them up and you're going to eat them. Right, our custom of throwing candies in a wrapper, not a problem. But if you're gonna in the winter when it's wet outside and they get ruined, then you can't. Right, pretty simple. If it's gonna get ruined, you can't do it. If it's not gonna get ruined, you're allowed to do it. But if it's bread, we already learned we have there's an extra sensitivity for bread, even a higher level of not being mezalzel. So if, no, we don't throw bread. That we don't do just for a simcha. Okay? Hey, hazorkim chitim lifnei chatanim. If you need to throw the chitim, the kernels of wheat, before the chatanim, tzarich lizeir shelo yizriku ela b'makom naki. They didn't have wrappers. So you have to throw it in a place where you can, it's clean, so you can pick it up. V'gam yechabdu oto, and then you're going to make sure you pick it up and eat it. Misham kedei shelo yidrisu aleihem. So people don't step on them. That's also a zozel. People step on them, it's even worse. So, okay. I think we'll continue. Kuf ayin bet. Mishechnis ochinu mashkin lepiv belo bracha. Okay, this is something that comes up somewhat common. Shachach v'hichnis mashkin letoch piv belo bracha. What happens? You start to drink. You have the liquid, it's still in your mouth. And you realize, wait a second, I forgot to say a bracha. What are you supposed to do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's the halacha for Sfardim and Ashkenazim, bole'an, you swallow them. Ve'enu mevarech aleihem, bracha rishona. And that's it. You lost the bracha rishona. You cannot say the bracha rishona once you finish swallowing. Obviously, if you're going to keep drinking from that item, right, that was just the first sip of the cup, then obviously you're going to say a bracha rishona on everything that you're going to continue drinking. But once you finish drinking, it's too late. We'll explain more in a sec. Haggad, so we read it. V'yesh omrim de mevarech aleihem. The Rama writes, no, even though you finish drinking and you're done drinking, you still say a bracha. V'chen nira ikar. And he says that's what he thinks is the opinion. However, most Ashkenazi poskim follow the opinion of Save Bracha Sahakel, and you don't. And if basically everyone follows the Shulchan Aruch, that once you swallow, it's too late. Some point out, Pischei Tshuvas, others, Mishnah Brura, that if a person is onus or sick, and he can't say a bracha, he can't speak, he's not able to, so of course you can eat without a bracha. Just that's a quick side point. Now, why can't you swallow it? I mean, why do you have to swallow it? Because you can't spit it out. You're going to be wasting the food, and it's disgusting, and you're wasting it. And you can't say the bracha while it's in your mouth because you can't speak. You can't pronounce when you have liquid in your mouth. Also, there's a concept of your mouth is supposed to be complete with praise to Hashem. It has to be full of praise, not half praise. Yemalei pi tehilatecha. So if you have a little bit in your mouth, you can't say a bracha. So you have no choice. You have to either spit it out, and we say we don't want you to waste it. So now, if one has literally like a drop of liquid in their mouth, and it's easy to say the bracha, so probably he should say the bracha. You know, just like we have a little bit of saliva, but it's got to be mamish, just a drop. Otherwise, you would either... Now, there is an opinion. Mentioned the Magen Avraham, that some would follow. It's a chumrah maybe. Some might say it's worse because you're wasting. But there is an opinion that says if you're going to be having more drink ahead of you and you don't need that what's in your mouth, it's actually better to spit it out because you don't want to drink without a bracha, and so it's not really considered such a waste. That is one opinion. The Pri Megadim says better not to spit it out, but you're wasting. And a better etzah is to think the bracha that you're about to swallow, be mehayer the bracha in your mind. As we know, here who are lav kedibur, really thinking does not count. But according to the Rambam, a legitimate shita, obviously, so there is an opinion that it does count. So it's better to not, instead of just drinking and you don't have a bracha according to anyone, at least think the bracha before you're about to swallow. Afterwards, we already said, if you already swallowed and you're not going to drink anymore, you can no longer say a bracha. That's against the Rama. But if you're going to keep on drinking, then of course you keep on saying the bracha. But if you're a meharher, exactly, so you might get yourself into trouble. So maybe it's better I didn't bring it up, so that we don't get it confused. But if you are going to do this opinion of being meharher, very good, only have strict kavana that when you're meharher, that this hirhur of the bracha is only going on what's on your mouth, and nothing afterwards. Because then you get yourself into... we say lamaisa, it doesn't count, and you would still have to say a bracha afterwards. But in order to be choshesh for the Rambam, the whole purpose is to save yourself and not put yourself into bigger or other issues at the same time. So very good. Chachamina Barosha. Okay. Let's go on. Next page. Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't be that familiar between water and all other mashkin, because there's no tashlis on water.
I haven't seen anyone say that. I don't think it makes a difference. There might be a different level of Baal Tashchis, but I don't think it should make a difference for these issues. You have to say bracha, and it's the same thing, I think. Okay. Gerhara. Bet. Shachach v'hichnis... He said that, so there's no difference if it's water or other mashkim. Bet. Shachach v'hichnis ochlin letoch piv below bracha. Now, until now we discussed liquids. What about food? So food, you could speak while you have food in your mouth. Obviously, you're not supposed to. But let's say you have some food in your mouth, and you realize you didn't say a bracha. So, imu davar she'eno nimas im yifletenu yifletenu vivarech alav. If you can spit it out, and then put it back in your mouth, you should do that. Depends if it's repulsive or not for you, or for the people around you. Or if you do it, you know, in a napkin. So it depends. If it's not repulsive, you should spit it out and then say bracha. If it is repulsive, so what do? V'imu davar shenimas, mesalko letzad acher u'mevarech. So then just push it to the, all the way to one side of the cheek, maybe outside the teeth, and just be very careful you don't swallow, and say the bracha. Probably I would say it quietly, not loud, so that it's less chance of choking.
Food in the cheek is not considered gemalei piv?
It is a problem, but we have conflicting, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Otherwise, you're swallowing and without a bracha, or you're wasting. So, since it's possible, it's better, this is your best option, the least of the evils. Okay, good. Kuf Ayin Gimel. Din Mayim and Sain. Okay, so most of us are familiar with Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim. Well, here's Mayim Emtsayim, Aleph. Mayim Emtsayim Rashut. So, classic statement is the water, right, the first one is mitzvah, the second one is Rashut, and the last one is Chova. We'll see. So, the Rashut means it's optional. You don't have to wash your hands in the middle of a meal. That's if you're just eating between chicken and meat, or two pieces of chicken, or two dishes of lentil. Right? Washing your hands is optional. So that's what, when the Gemara says, Mayim Emtsayim Rashut, that's what it's referring to. However, Ben Tavshil Ligvina, but if you're going to have a meat between, in cases when you're allowed to have, again, that's for late in your idea, but in cases when you're allowed to have in the same meal, a Tavshil of Basar right after a Tavshil of Gvina, or vice versa, or Gvina after, or Basar after Gvina, so some say you're allowed to. We'll get there. That's if it's a tafshil. What is a tafshil? Like maybe there's no actual meat in there. It just got maybe a little bit of flavor. And there's no mamashis, nothing that gets stuck between the teeth. So that's a discussion in Yeridea. We can go in there. But generally we're machmer. But so anyways, in cases when you're allowed to have one apart, one after the other, so then it's a chova. That's actually that you have to wash your hands. Okay. Bet. Bein basar ledagim chova lito. Between meat and fish, then you have to. Right? Mishum dekashel devar acher. You can get sick, maybe tzarat. V'chamira sakanta mi'isura. Very famous statement. So we have to be super strict when it comes to sakana nefashos, even more strict than in Isser. In Isser Durban, in Isser Durai, so no difference. Okay. So if you're going to be using it, especially if you eat with your fingers, so then it's important to wash your hands between the two. Again, nowadays, in general, it might be less sakana than it used to be. It probably is. So, okay, we'll leave it for later. No, we still cannot mess. So, there's different opinions how strict you have to be. We'll discuss that more in your idea. But yeah, there are different opinions how far you have to take it. The Ramah is a little bit more makel, but we'll see. But, and anyways, but still, he requires kinuach ve'adacha ba'peh. You still have to, between eating, especially if you're using utensils, it's less important on your hands, but you still have to rinse out your mouth and eat something in between. so that they're not touch, not in contact in your mouth. Gimel. Kol ha'dvarim ha'nuhagim b'acharonim, nuhagim b'emtzayim. Whatever halachot apply by mayim achronim, apply for mayim emtzayim. Ben lehakel, ben lehachmir. Whether it's for kula or for chumra, some quick things, lakula, by mayim achronim, that applies by mayim emtzayim, you don't need to use a cup. Cups only for mayim rishonim before you eat the bread. Obviously, if in the middle of the meal your hands actually get dirty and you still want to have bread, then that's considered mayim rishonim for you. So you do have to use a cup. How far, if you have to cover just your knuckles or just your wrists or up to your wrists, if you have to less makpid or b'dyevet for chatzitza and things like that. Okay. Chutz mihesach hadat sheposel, right? Because for mayim emtzayim and mayim achronim, it's more for sakana and to not have mixed meat and milk. It's not the din derabanan of srach truma, which they did it to be kein deraisa tiknu, when they everything has to be just like washing that they model after a deraisa, like with the cup from the. Okay, we did all that before, so. Except you can't have hesach hadat for mayim emtzayim because you're still eating. And you still have to dry your hands. For mayim achronim, you don't have to dry your hands, but for this you do have to dry your hands because you're still eating and it's not inappropriate for your food. So you still have to dry your hands. So we know mayim achronim lechatchila does not have to be water, but and so according to the svarim, they can do the same thing you do for mayim rishonim, and for Ashkenazim they're machmir lechatchila to only use water. For mayim rishonim we learned it's a machloket if it's only water or not. So we say lechatchila you have to use plain water, regular water for mayim rishonim also, but bishat hadchak you can use whatever, any drink you want pretty much. Except maybe not wine, but generally you can use a. Okay. So, let's continue for Kuf Ayin Dalet. Kuf Ayin Dalet. Din Birkat Yayin B'Sa'uda. Aleph. Okay, this is an interesting sugya. Yayin Shevatoch HaSa'uda Mevarech Alav Bore Peri HaGefen. Ve'en HaPat Potero. So, whenever you have wine in the middle of a meal, you have to say the bracha bere pri hagefen. Bread does not cover it. Even if you have in mind for bread to cover it, it doesn't help because wine has its own chashuv status. It's a chashuv drink, has its own bracha, v'chulei. And therefore, let's get to halacha bet. Yain poter kol minei mashkin. Interesting halacha. Whenever you say bere pri hagefen on wine, then that bracha works on all future drinks at that time, at that moment, obviously. As long as it works for wine, it'll work for water, it'll work for juice, it'll work for coffee, it'll work for whiskey, for whatever you're drinking. Wine works for everything.
This is not commonly known.
Maybe not. So, haga, afilu mi bracha rishona. Even the bracha rishona. In other words, when you say rei pri hagefen, then you don't say shahakol on drinks, and you don't say brei nefashet on drinks. You just say al hagefen v'al pri hagefen. So both works for drinks. Now, yayin is considered the head of all drinks. Now, it's important, just a couple caveats here. What about mitz anavim, grape juice? So according to Chazon Ovadia, Rav Avadia Yosef says, there's no difference. It's for sure the same. But I know Rav Yashiv was mistapik. Better to stay out of the suffix for grape juice. Again, different postgame, we're going to have different opinions what to do with grape juice. But I would, anyways, grape juice. One of the main highlights of wine, or that they explain is special about wine, is it has its own bracha, brei pri hagefen, and that same bracha applies to mitz anavim. So I would either assume it's poter or misafik, stay out of it. But I wouldn't say bere pri hagefen and then right away say shahakol on a drink. Okay. Now, The Mishnah Berurah points out a couple caveats. Again, it's not only the Mishnah Berurah, but shiyu. So, in order for sure for a yayin to work for all other drinks, he basically says you need one of three. Again, it isn't lachloket, but he says basically one of three are covered lemaisa. One is that the drinks, whatever the soda, the water, the juice that you have in front of you, was in front of you, and then for sure when you say the Beit Priya Geffen, it goes on it. Or when you say the Beit Priya Geffen, even if the drinks weren't in front of you, but you had a mind, you're going to be having other drinks. Or he says your kaveya, to have drinks, to sit down and keep having drinks. Again, how many? That's a little bit of a question. What do you call kaveya? If it's one cup of kiddush before the meal, and you're never going to touch wine for the whole meal, it's probably not called kaveya on the drink. Although, since your Shabbos meal is important, again, there's always going to be different opinions. And what do you consider kaveya for drinks? So it says as long as you're still having wine, even if the drink wasn't, the water or the juice wasn't there, and you didn't have in mind you're going to have it, but you're still drinking wine throughout the meal, then that also covers it. But also, if you don't need to go onto that, as long as you have in mind it's going to go on all drinks, or the drinks are in front of you, then it's certainly poter. Okay.
Does it matter if you're drinking revius or not?
So most say even a mashu works. However, some point out that the only time wine covers, again, there's different opinions here, and the majority is more on the makel opinion. Besides, we always have the concept of safek brachas sahakal. So, but there is an opinion. If you want a couple names, Chayadam and Arach Hashulchan. That says the only time wine or grape juice would be, they don't necessarily mention grape juice actually, but the only time that they would cover drinks is if you're koveya. You're sitting down and having probably a couple glasses. I saw one person says you have to have at least three, but there's no real basis for that. So, but anyways, the point is, so that's one opinion, that it has to be bekviut, not just, you know, you're having a drink, one drink. So that's a debate. So we say, the Bir Halacha seems to say you should at least have Mali Lugmav, which is actually a bit of a Chiddush. He doesn't even say a Revit. But so anyways, there are different opinions how far do you take it. But generally speaking, you go Lakula, because that's the Pshat, or the simple reading, and that's Safek Brachas Lahakal. So the best thing to do, though, is to either have more than a cup of wine to sit down and drink, or to have in mind that it's going to, at least to be yotzei the Mishnah Berurah, at least Mali Lugmav, but at least have in mind that it's going to cover the drinks that you're having. But there are some people, so let's say you want to go to a Kiddush and have a quick drink. This is important. Let's say you go to a Kiddush and you hear someone say Hagefen. Right? He drinks wine, but you don't drink wine. You're just going to have a soda. So everyone says it doesn't work, doesn't cover for you. The only time Yayin works is if you say Yayin or you listen to Yayin, and you drink the yayin. So, according to many, all you have to have is just a ti'ima, just a little sip. There are some people who say, if I'm only going to get a little sip, I'm not going to drink. So I don't get it into the machloket with the Mishnah Berurah or Kavius.
We learned in the last few days that someone who makes kiddush doesn't have to drink from it.
So that's the halacha for kiddush. You could be yotzei kiddush and not drink. Right? That's 100% accurate. But for the concept of yayin being poter, all the drinks at the meal, you have to actually drink from that wine. Because otherwise it doesn't chal exactly the same. It has to be as if, because it's brachos of nenin, and it becomes more personal. One is more of a mitzvah and arevas. So here this is more of a personal drinking. So, what? The same thing with bread. If someone else washes and says hamotzi, and if you eat a piece of the bread, it covers all your food. But if you don't eat a piece of that bread, then you have to say a bracha on everything that you eat in the middle of your meal, because you didn't have any bread. His motzi doesn't cover your meal. Same thing exactly. Very good. So when you go to a kiddush, so some would say lechatchila, drink a little bit, have a mind, and you're covered for all drinks. And some would say, if you're not going to have a mali lugmav, better not to have a sip. So, take your pick. Okay. Dalet. Im kava lishta lifnei hamazon. If a person hasn't drinks wine before he says hamotzi, ein tzarich levarech al yayin shebetach hamazon. You don't have to say a bar pira gefen again in the middle of the meal. The yayin shelifnei hamazon potro. Right? Because the wine before covers it. V'chen yayin shel kiddush potro yayin shebetach hamazon. And yayin of kiddush that you said before the meal covers wine during the meal. V'chen amavdil al shulchan. So too, if you say Havdalah. Now, this is going to be the Amikar Adin, Halachala, everyone. Once you say Hamavdil, and you drink from the Yayin, right, of course, you yourself drink, you say Kiddush and you yourself drink, then that covers the meal that's going to be after Havdalah. But now listen. So he first says, Hamavdil, if you have wine before, with Havdalah, Poter Yayin Shebatach HaMazon. Okay. And that's going to be the Ikar Halacha. But he points out, Yesh Omrim She'em Birkat Yayin Havdalah Potro. Poter. Because Yayin is, from Havdalah is all separate. Ela Inkei Nat Al Yadav Kodem Havdalah. Unless you washed your hands, then said Havdalah, and then said Hamotzi. Hilkach Hamavdil Kodem Matil Yechavin Shalor Lahotzi Yayin. So the best thing to do is to have specific Havana when you say Yayin at Havdalah. Let's say you're going to say Havdalah right now. And you know you're about to have your Malav Malka. Sudat Revi'it. 5 minutes later. If you know that's what you're going to do, then the best thing you should do is when you say Yayin on Havdalah, have in mind it's not going to cover the Yayin during the meal. Again, none of us, most of us probably don't have wine at night, but nowadays, but it depends. If you're going to have wine at your Malav Malka, which is nice, then make sure you have in mind it doesn't cover it, so that you avoid getting yourself into the Suffolk.
What about
Bracha Achrona? Is you should say before. Hilkach hamavdil kodem netila yechavein. Well, we'll see. Hilkach hamavdil kodem netila yechavein shelo lahotzi yain. So then, so it's best to have a mainati shebetach hasuda. B'diavad sheloki v'enkach. But if you have stamdas, you didn't have a mind to not include it. Poter yain shebetach hasuda desavi brachos ha'adarabain lahakel. So it's best to have in mind. If not, then you go back to what we first said at the very beginning, according to the Ikar Halacha. So let's continue for right now, and then we'll get to that. What?
Time.
Oh, it's time, huh? Okay, fine. All right, so we'll continue tomorrow.
Yeah.